The second paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Vav. Kate, the came and said, how did they check out the witnesses that came to testify the new mode? Zog, Shabbat, Rishon, Boit came and said, Rishon. The first come, first serve. The first pair of Edom that came will be checked out first. Machnitzim said, God, Shabbat, Raimim Lo. First they bring in independently the elder, the Mochashav of the two of them, and they say, Kate, the Rishon, Salavino. How did you see the Levana? Lif Neachama or La'acha Hachama? Did you say that the new moon is like a shape of a banana? So were the points of it facing the sun or they're facing away from the sun? If they're facing the sun, obviously it's telling a lie, because we know that the way it works is that the light part of the moon is the part that's facing the sun, and the sun is reflecting off of it. Yeah, the Tzvayna, the Dreyma, was it the north to the south? Kama Yogavoya, how high was it over the horizon? Lain Hayanoita, was it tilted to which direction? Kama Yerachav, how thick was it when you saw it? Imam Alifnei Achama Loima Klum, if he said that, we said the two points of this banana shaped moon facing towards the sun, then he's a liar, because it can't be. Like we said before, then they check the second one with the same questions. The same edus about the position and the thickness, etc., height. Then we accept their edus. The rest of the periods of edum, they would just ask them basic questions. They wouldn't go at length to interrogate them, because they didn't really need them. They didn't need them. They shouldn't come back depressed and feeling bad that we wasted our time. So they related to every aid that came, they asked them questions, and then that was the end of it. And they did this. They also, another thing that was done to make sure that people would want to come to testify and won't feel they're just wasting their time.